Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Brian joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hello, Brian.
Hey.
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 What's up, dude?
Hey.
Hey.
My girlfriend's pissing me off. That's what's up.
Oh, no. Sorry
about
that. What? Sorry to hear about that. What did she do?
One time we're talking one night, and then she sent me a text. A screenshot of our conversation that we were having, and the text said, "Oh my God, can you believe this?"
Whoops.
Okay, hold on. She sent you a screenshot of a conversation that you guys were having on text message?
Yes.
And it said, "Oh my God, can you believe this?"
Right.
I don't get it.
I mean, I think she sent the text to the wrong person.
Yeah. She was trying to send it to her friend.
Yeah, okay.
Because of our conversation, she was sending it to someone going, "Oh my God, can you believe it?"
Oh, so were you like arguing or something in the conversation, or was it just?
Well, we were just having we were trying to understand each other.
That means yes, you were arguing.
Well, I mean, that's just not cool, right? I mean, she's betraying her friends and sharing our conversation with them.
Brian, are you not familiar with the screenshot feature on the cell phone?
Of course I am, but I mean, that's our private conversation that she's sharing with her friends. I mean, that's not cool.
Okay.
That's a conversation.
Oh my God.
Having.
Okay. All right.
Of course, I believe.
All right, let's call.
Exactly like that.
What's your girlfriend's name, Brian?
Natalie.
All right, let's call Natalie and find out what's going on here.
Hello?
Natalie.
Yes?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Natalie, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Natalie.
What?
Oh my God, can you believe it? See what
no,
I did there?
Hi.
Hey.
Okay, what's going on?
Natalie, we also have your boyfriend Brian on the phone.
Oh my God, can you believe it?
No, oh no, this can't be good.
No, it's not at all. It's horrible. And it's going to get a lot worse. Brian's mad because he found out, I guess, you sent him a text message that wasn't meant for him. He found out that you're sharing your text conversations with one of your friends or family. Or like, who are you sending screenshots of your convos to?
Oh, my God. Seriously? This is why he called you?
Yeah, he doesn't appreciate it.
Brian, you don't appreciate it, right?
Yeah, it's a conversation between us.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I was doing what everybody does, which is sometimes take a screenshot and send it to somebody else. And I'm sorry you got it, Brian, but I did it like everybody does it, and I'm sorry I sent it to you by accident, but I really think that you are going a little crazy over this.
Natalie, who are you sending that to? Your friends?
Just one of my first girlfriends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not like your other boyfriend or something.
Nope, just Brian.
Okay.
I feel like you're just trying to vent to your friends about a situation, right?
I mean, I'm sorry he got it, but it's sometimes I need advice from girlfriends, and I can't go to Brian.
Sure.
Well, we have a conversation that's private between us. You shouldn't be sharing that with anybody.
Yeah. Although it's okay. All right, hang on one second, you two.
This is a total violation. Trust is a conversation between us, and it wasn't stupid. It was within our point of talking back and forth.
I don't even know what that means.
Me neither.
340-9595. Hallie from St. Augustine, how are you?
Good. How's it going?
Great. What'd you want to say, Hallie?
Basically, I think that, you know, when you talk to your friends about your relationship, you're really just inviting them in to give their opinion, and it's not going to be good. It's going to be negative because they're going to be on your side, and then in the long run, you know, they're not going to like the person that you're with because you're creating this picture of them.
Yeah, that's why I hate Megan's boyfriend. Because she would complain to me all the time, and I would be like, dump him. He's a loser.
I don't ever complain to you. You just say you don't like him.
No, you complain. You guys broke up. Remember how awkward that was?
Yeah, that was like 6 years ago.
Right. And what happened was you dated for like 3 months. Then he ditched you. Then I told you what
I didn't tell you anything about what happened. You're just like, yeah, screw that guy. He
right.
sucks.
I was like, you can do better than that. And then you got back together with him, and now he's hated me for the rest of your life.
He doesn't hate you.
Hey, all right. Hey, thanks for calling, Haley. We appreciate it. WAP, good morning. Hi, who's this?
This is Abby.
Hey, Abby, what do you think?
I'm just saying, like, give me a rule book. Give me a rule book that says I can't take a screenshot to, like, my best friend and ask her advice about how I should handle this situation with my boyfriend. I just don't understand why people can't take screenshots and ask someone else that they're not going to tell anybody of, like, why she can't just have advice from somebody else. Like, what if I sent it to my mom?
Yeah.
Would that be a bigger deal?
Well, it's like, here's the thing. In the olden days, before text messaging, you would just recap the conversation with your girlfriends. You would say, and then he said this. And then I was like this. And then you know what he said next? And they'd be like, no, what? And you'd be like, he said this. And they'd all go, oh, no, he didn't. And
right.
you'd be like, yeah,
it's
he did.
It's just easier to vent this way now because right. then you can see exactly what they said.
Yeah, exactly right. It's actually probably better for the guy because his words won't be bastardized and switched around.
I just feel like everybody does this, whether they want to admit it or not. They've sent a screenshot of a text message from somebody else at some point.
That's what I'm saying. Like, again, like, what if, okay, so what's in their best friend? What if it was my mom? Like, what if I was just like, hey, this is what he said. I have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
This is stupid. What should I do? And then what if he found out it was my mom? Like,
yeah.
Would he still be really, really mad at me? Or would he just be like, really? That was really petty.
I don't. So you think it's totally normal and everyone does it? All right. Hey, thanks for calling. 340-9595. What do you think? Hey, Kim from Lake City. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great, Kim. Thanks for asking. What do you want to say about this whole thing?
I think we really need to know what the original text conversation was about. Because if it was just, I want to eat chicken tonight. No, I want Chinese. You know, that's really not a big deal. But if it was like, I'm sorry, I don't satisfy you with my small penis. That's a big deal.
I mean, I doubt she's sharing like what they're eating for dinner with her friends. They probably don't care.
I'm sure it was the second one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm saying, so
right.
How damaging was this text conversation?
Yeah.
No, I don't. That's a good point. We should delve into that. Now I want chicken and Chinese food. Chinese chicken. Chicken in China. The Chinese chicken.
That's a good jam.
Richard from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing great, Richard. What do you want to say?
I'm just thinking that, you know, it's only females that do this, that take screenshots of these text messages and send it over. That's my personal experience and opinion. And I've had conversations with buddies of mine who said they've never done it either. They've never screenshot a text message and sent it over to somebody else.
Really? I've actually screenshotted text messages and posted them on Facebook to the point where I have friends who will write me and then write me, by the way, don't post this on Facebook.
And you post it on Facebook anyways.
Yeah, well, that's...
Oh, no, I don't, but now I'm going to. That's a great idea. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Why didn't I think of that? Jeff, how are you?
I'm good.
Hey, good. Jeff, what's your opinion?
Well, what the girl is doing is signaling when she goes outside of the relationship to talk about the relationship that she had an inattentive father. Because girls that have attentive fathers learn to finish discussions and follow through with them with boyfriends and relationships. And they didn't have that growing up, so they had a father that really didn't talk to them and let them express themselves. So they're going outside the relationship looking for it.
So
definitely think that's untrue because my dad and I were very close and very open, and I still talk to my girlfriends about issues that I have with my
friends. Well, there are people like you, Megan.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's not like all that. You can't like put everybody in one group like
Blame the dad for that?
Yeah.
All right. Hey. Thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. All right, so it's not daddy issues, but a lot of people seem to think it's an issue and she shouldn't be doing it. Well, Natalie, look, a lot of people are saying, you know, you did kind of violate his trust. He did think it was just a conversation between the two of you and it wasn't. He didn't know that third parties were going to get involved.
Are you serious?
I mean, I'm a little shocked as well, but apparently morally our audience is better people than we are.
No, see, they're all just sitting
beside their boyfriends and girlfriends, and they don't want to.
They don't want to admit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that could. That could be true, too. Hang on one second. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.